like Coldplay. It's a good song. It's actually a reference to an obscure British sitcom. In case you weren't aware. People like listening to Coldplay and voting for the Nazis. You can't trust people. Oh, that's what you were showing. I don't even know what the heck that was. That's how unfamiliar I am with Coldplay. All right, welcome back, folks. This is The War Room. We are coming to you live from the InfoWars studios as we are under siege from the state. I'll be joined by Gab McGinnis here in just a minute. But I want to keep going through this list. I only got like halfway through the list because I think it's worth reminding you of just how many people were arrested by the Biden regime because of their political actions, because of their political contributions to the Trump campaigns. So we've been through a list of like 20 of these people. Of course, many names you know: Rudy Giuliani, Steve Bannon, Peter K. Navarro, Donald Trump himself, remember. But it keeps going. Nancy Cottle, Jake Hoffman, Anthony Kern, James Lamont, Robert Montgomery, Samuel Moorhead, Lorraine Pellegrino, Gregory Safson, Michael Ward, Boris Epstein, Christina Bobb, Alan Weiselberg, Michael McDonald, Jesse Law, Jim De Graffenried, Dorwood, James Hindle III, Sean Meehan, Eileen Rice, Kathy Burden, William Hank Choate, Amy Facinello, Clifford Frost, Stanley Grott, John Haggard, Marianne Henry, Timothy King, Michelle Lundgren, Michonne Maddock, James Renner, Myra Rodriguez, Rose Rook, Marion Sheridan, Tim Thompson, Kent Vanderwood, Steve Bannon, again, Tina Peters, George Papadopoulos, plus 1,265 January 6th defendants. Here's a list of all the Democrats arrested under the Trump administration. Zero. Big goose egg for there. And even in that list, I'm looking at the list. I'm like, wait a second. There's no Stuart Rhodes. There's no Roger Stone. There's no Enrique Tarrio, Joe Biggs, Owen Schroyer, Jeremy Brown, Jake Angeli Chainsley, a.k.a. America Shaman. Yeah, it's not even a complete list. That list of like 100 names isn't even complete. And these are high profile people that people even just forget. But every one of these, a high profile person arrested by the Biden administration on the flimsiest of pretexts. Steve Baker was being interviewed by Brianna Morello on American Journal this morning. He was arrested by the Biden administration immediately after he revealed the video that disproved the statements made in order to imprison the Oath Keepers made by the Capitol Police that were lying, and he exposed them and then was immediately arrested by the Biden regime. Where are the arrests, Pam Bondi? That's really the only question I have these days. Now we're going to be joined by Gab McGinnis, who is coming to us live from the UK. And people say the UK is a, you know, hellish place these days. You can't say anything. It's full of migrants. But that's not what everybody thinks. In fact, there's a lot of people that love the way the UK is going. They're just, you know, AI. Let's watch.
Digital ID will keep us safe from all the migrants we let into the country on purpose.
I'm paying so much tax, but I feel so safe knowing Keir was able to house all these military-aged foreign men in my hometown. Online hate detectives saved my life. I once saw a tweet that said, Muslim grooming gangs, and I almost fainted.
A brave prime minister arrested 12 far-right bigots this week alone for saying they like to eat bacon. That's the kind of halal leadership we need.
Yes, I can't afford rent anymore, but seeing someone from Calais get a spa day in Surrey just warms the heart.
I think it's beautiful, really. Illegal migrants getting five-star hotels while my nan's in a care home with rats. Shows we're a caring nation.
Doing the hard work, deconstructing whiteness, policing humour, and building a better Britain.
Yeah, folks, it's like either you are ignorant to what's going on or you hate it. That's what makes that so absurd, right? Is you've got people explaining what Britain's doing as if they approve of it, as if they agree with it. It doesn't exist. Either you know what they're doing and you despise it because you know exactly what it really entails, the absolute and total destruction of the British people, or you're just totally ignorant and you're like...
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped. with the sea moss, because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Smith invites you to the war room, the command center in the battle for clarity and truth.
Cut my teeth on daddy's old LGO.
And I lost my mind. All right, welcome back, folks. We should be joined by Gavin McGinnis any second now, but he is, of course, in the UK. I think he's gonna. I think he might just be walking around with a cell phone when he calls in for us. But while we're on the topic of Israel, while we take a brief sojourn from our Israel coverage to talk about Europe, we do have some things to talk about in that respect. From Unusual Whales on X, Germany has proposed raising the retirement age to 73 to prevent the collapse of the pension system, per Reuters. Now, this should not surprise you unless you are completely out of touch as to what, you know, has been going on in Europe recently, because Germany is just the latest country to do this. I'm pretty sure every country in Europe has raised its retirement age as a direct consequence of bringing in a bunch of migrants. Migrants they brought in, remember, in order to keep the pension system solvent. Again, there are few stories in this world that are as clear-cut insanity as this one. And again, it's not speculation, it's not me guessing. From Irish Independent, Ireland needs 4 million migrants to sustain state pension system. Then they bring in a bunch of migrants, they all go on welfare, it drains the pension system, now you can't retire until you're 73 to pay for the hordes of Muslims and their 8 children. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that nice? That's what it's like in Europe, where we are now joined by our guest, Gavin McGinnis. He is a provocative media trailblazer, co-founder of Vice Magazine, and founder of Censored.tv, which is now part of Compound Censored. A sharp-witted libertarian. You know what? Now that I think this is way too complimentary for Gavin. A sharp-witted libertarian and cultural commentator, the host of Get Off My Lawn, fearlessly tackling politics and society. McGinnis, also known for creating the Proud Boys, as a writer, actor, and free speech advocate. Censored.tv, Gavin_McGinnis. How you doing, fellas?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I understand you are in the UK right now. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm in the UK. We're here talking to different people about immigration and various, you know, influencers and political figures. And my whole pitch on this tour is to tell people the only immigrants you should take in are Cubans.
Mm. I totally agree, and I endorse that message.
Because they're the ones that escape. Basically, if you are escaping communism and therefore don't want to bring communism with you, you can be trusted. Everybody else needs to be looked at askance.
Immigration was a huge issue in 2016, so why did Obama, 3 days before he passed the baton to Trump, stop the wet foot, dry foot policy? It wasn't because immigration, it was because Cubans vote right wing.
And that's why I like them. See, I want Cubans for the votes. Let's get someone who's tried socialism to come on down.
Well, you know, you're in the UK right now. Are you worried about being, like, frankly, I'm surprised they let you into the UK, to be totally honest with you. Like, at this point, I would expect that if I tried to go to the UK, they'd stop me at the gate and, you know, interrogate me like they did for, who did they just arrest? George Galloway, they, you know, detained for several hours. How did you get in, Gavin?
Well, don't jinx it, dude.
Yeah,
knock on wood.
I was going through customs and I was like, oh, man.
Well, I was, my whole time before coming here, I was like, oh, that's a funny tweet about Tommy Robinson. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I was scheduling tweets just in case.
Yeah, my tweets before I came here were like, can you believe this weather? Oh, my God, it's freezing out. Well, not your typical early October, right, guys?
We're in Belmar.
So that's it. So what can we even talk about right now? I mean, I'm kind of halfway tempted just to be asking you questions to try to get you arrested in the UK. What? How far do you think we could take? Do you want to push the envelope here? Just give me your opinion on Muslims in general.
If this goes viral and you get me stuck at customs, I'm going to find you. I am going to break into your house, and I'm going to start breaking your favorite things, like your Dukes of Hazzard toy car that you love so much, Crunch.
That's assuming you ever get out of prison. I think I'll be fine. I'll be an old man by the time you get out of prison in the UK for saying the wrong thing. I mean, how do the people there feel about it? Because, you know, I remember seeing a video a long time ago. Yeah, you know, I'm ready for you. I got my swords locked and loaded. That's what you do with swords, right? Lock them and load them. You know,
that's the Venn diagram of nerds and black guys is samurai swords.
Hell yeah. I am a nerdy black guy, in case you weren't familiar with this. Yes, that and Dragon Ball. We're very into it.
I love that question. I love talking about Britain. I was born here. But people, like Americans, need to understand that Britain has had free speech for 3 years. Elon bought Twitter 3 years ago, and they've been controlling the narrative up to them. That's why they're so in control anymore. You said something bad about me. You're going to jail. They're losing. And that's why Tommy Robinson had 3 million people, at least at that Unite the Kingdom thing, because these people are finally knowing. And it's a big problem in the States, too. Like, Hispanics, like Enrique here, they not like Enrique, but you talk to like a Puerto Rican about his parents, and he'll say they watch Univision on a loop. And Univision, like if Biden falls, I mean literally, if Biden falls on the stairs, Univision won't show that clip. So most like Puerto Ricans, Guatemalans, Spanish, blah, blah, blah.
That's all they have.
They thought Biden was doing a great job.
I catch my grandfather screaming at the TV constantly. You know, he's been right-wing his entire life. So he's screaming at the TV, but can you imagine? It's not just Univision, it's Telemundo, too. Mm. Like, watch it for like 10 minutes, and there's nothing but propaganda.
There is no Fox News for Hispanic America. And it's so crazy that, and how effective it is, because they're pro-life, they're not bananas about the Maricones, they're pro-family, despite some infidelity after too many Modelos. They have way more in common with us. Yet they're like, we like the DNC. And the DNC likes Hispanics because they make great servants. They don't really like them.
They parade them around like pet mouthpieces.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that makes sense, because I was talking to Whit Lyman yesterday, and he was at the Broadview, Illinois, like the riots and everything. And we're watching these videos where they try to arrest an illegal alien, and all these Hispanic people just like come out of the woodwork. I mean, they're coming out of houses and restaurants, and they like interfere. And it's like, what do they think is going on? It makes sense if all they're getting is, you know, propaganda, that there's no right wing, you know, Spanish language news source giving them any countervailing, you know, position on what's happening. It's all just Trump. Trump is coming for your family.
It's crazy that these illegal, like, I wish Trump was rounding up everyone. He's only rounding up the worst of the worst. Yeah. And those worst of the worst are making, they're not making my neighborhood safer. I mean, worse. They're making Hispanic neighborhoods worse. And so these Hispanics should be like, yes, thank you for getting rid of El Chapo. He made my daughter, he made it unable for my daughter to walk home after school.
I mean, I trade some of the illegal immigrants for white liberal women.
Yeah.
Like, if they change their mission to just deport white illegal women, like white illegal women, I think, you know, the U.S. would be a better place to live.
Boomer white liberal women have this contempt in their souls that is sinister. I guess they're pagans, right? So they want to sacrifice their children to the woke gods. But, like, I'm not mad, like trans, for example. I don't want you going near kids, but I never think about trans people. I don't want to like cut their skin off. You know, one time I met Anthony Bourdain, and Sarah Palin was big at the time. And people were like, what do you think about Sarah Palin? And Anthony Bourdain said, I want to cut her skin off in long, thin strips and then peel it off of her body. Really? I don't like Chris Hayes. I just want him to go away.
Well, it sounds like Anthony Bourdain could have been running for Attorney General of Virginia these days. Right? I mean, how crazy. I mean, that is one of the craziest things out of all of this. I mean, all the insanity we saw after Charlie Kirk's murder and people, you know, wishing death on people. This guy's running for Attorney General. He's got texts that aren't really that much worse than what you just said. You know, I want to kill his children and shoot him in the head. And nobody even criticizes him on his own party. Like, what do we even do at this point?
I don't think it lost him one vote or one supporter.
No, they actually came out. Didn't they come out and, like, support him and, like, double up on – instead of saying, okay, we're not going to talk about it, they're like, no, we support our board right here.
So what
we
do?
Like, be their friends. I don't want to reach over – like, with all due respect to Charlie Kirk, I don't want to reach over the aisle. I always thought – I don't want to sound like I'm disparaging, but – I always thought that was low-hanging fruit. These people don't like us. They don't want to work it out. I'm not into unity anymore. I want Florida, Texas. I want Connecticut. I want to just start, like Israel, I want to start parsing out little maps. I want a 25-state solution to America.
Well, the weirdest thing about it is they're like, you know, they're saying, oh, this guy wants civil war. He's sending all these federal troops. This is an invasion.
They all want civil war.
Well, and the whole all they have to do is arrest the damn criminals. If they would just do the basics of their job, none of this would be an issue. So they're crying and pulling their hair out. And it's like the solution is right in front of you. Just arrest the criminals and deport the illegals. What?
If you're not going to arrest the criminals, can I do it, please?
Just
like you
open.
Pepper spray a guy who's trying to break into the house, you're going to end up in court. So not only do they, especially in New York City, not only do they not do their jobs, and I'm not blaming the cops, I'm blaming their boss. But when we go, okay, fine, I'll handle it, we'll go back to the Wild West. And they're like, no, you're going to jail. You pepper sprayed a rapist.
But how much time should we give them?
What do you mean?
How much time arresting these criminals, how much time should we give them?
I think my personal belief, and this is just how I feel about things, if you were thinking of going to a riot, you should get 22 years.
22. Well, I mean, it makes sense. If you're on a text chain with somebody who's in a riot, maybe then you get 22 years. The Stuart Rhodes and Enrique Tarrio standard.
Yeah, he wanted to go to the riot, which is as bad as attempted murder. So at least, and I agree with the woman on The View. When Enrique got sentenced, the woman on The View said, this is an example of white supremacy. Because he got such a great sentence, such a lenient sentence, because he's the leader of a white supremacist group.
I mean, they wanted 50 years.
So I think 50 would have been more reasonable.
But is there really a difference in 22 year sentence and 50?
How old were you?
At the time I was 40 or 39.
Right. So 42, 52, 62. Like we're getting into the 60s, 70s. We're especially living in prison for decades, eating the garbage food. Enrique's cell was the size of your dining room table. He couldn't do push-ups. It was a bed, a toilet, and then the door made it unable to even do a push-up.
Yeah.
We're not going to a riot.
It is utterly, utterly wild. Is there anything other than just yelling at the Trump administration to arrest people? Because I feel like that's like half my job now, is just being like, oh, look, more evidence of the crimes that we've known about for a decade. Arrest them already. Like, what can we do to get this done? Because we're 9-10 months in at this point. Nobody's arrested. James Comey isn't even arrested. We heard about his thing like 3 weeks ago. Why aren't they moving? What can we do other than just, you know, sit and watch our, you know, look at our watch and look at Pam Bondi not doing anything? What can we actually do?
You don't find our chat?
No.
I think you're spoiled.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You're like Sports Illustrated models. Ah, her nipples are too big. Like, I'm...
He's a man of taste.
I like five. Somebody more than eight. I don't drink. I think the solution, this is my solution as a funny man, ridicule. Constant ridicule. Expose these people. Laugh at the way James Comey was prosecuted or apprehended, and the way Enrique and Roger Stone were apprehended, they had a scuba team for Roger Stone. So we need to expose that and expose the journalists. I'm not talking about doxing or threatening or anything violent or criminal, but we need. I think humor is our Excalibur sword.
I'm 100% with that. I think insulting them, ridiculing them, shaming them is the best way to do it. Other than that, just hanging out at a bar with the boys. I think that's the only thing you could do. Because what's the superpower, right? Because we could scream at them, we could expose them, we can do that, and a lot of these things are effective in a way. But like, there's no other solution, you know?
So, yeah, like I don't like you talk to some weirdos, and they're probably feds, and they're like, "We need to start killing judges. We need to get on this." I think humor is our best weapon, and Trump, of course, the dear leader, is the master. I mean, having Biden's portrait be an auto pen. We better bask in the glory of this man's comedy, because we are never having a president as funny as Donald Trump ever again. The mariachi beam?
Oh, my God.
It's
official. But portraits are in the White House.
Yeah. Yes.
So you see it, I'm like, oh, that's AI. That's gorgeous. I'm like, oh, that's cool. He did a whole line. And the camera pans over, and you're like,
he has his mugshot in the Oval Office.
You know, but I just, you know, to me, it's like, okay, do that, and it should be his mugshot. Arrest Joe Biden, then show me the picture, then I'm laughing. I'm like, let's get serious first, and then we'll get to the humor.
I mean, look, another thing that they're doing, ICE is giving $50,000 signing bonuses. So if you want to make, I guess we operate in the cultural space, but you want to make a difference, sign up for ICE.
Yeah.
Get the 50 grand, go over there and do your duty.
And I would also add, like, with guys like Comey, don't get your hopes up. Comey's not going to, I hate when they're like, Hillary's going to be behind bars. We get thrown behind bars. They don't get thrown behind bars. James Comey will not do a day in prison. Antifa is a terrorist organization. You know, they're going to get 14 months. They're going to get 12 months. They're not going to get Tario sentences. But that doesn't mean we can't have fun and make fun of everyone. But, yeah, don't think that we're winning and the brutal sentencing and lawfare that we went through is going to be replicated, unfortunately. The good news is, though, that all of their stuff, all of their tropes are over. Racist, like it, that
doesn't mean anything.
It's like calling someone bald or like saying your mustache sucks. Like it doesn't even register.
Yeah, that is a major victory that we're having. I wonder how do we break through to the normies? I think that is our big challenge. And I see this more and more. There was a post that went viral, and it was a guy who, he posted it, and the label was, God, it feels good to be a man. And it's his living room, and he's got like four different TVs that are showing like 50 different NFL games, and he's got a plate of Cheetos in front of him. And we basically bullied this guy off the internet. We made fun of him so much, he deleted his account, so I can't even show you the picture anymore. But then I got all these people coming to me going, oh, what? A man doesn't get to relax once a day. You know, once a week, he spends a day watching football. It's like, that's a seventh of your life. You're spending a seventh of your waking life watching other men play football. I don't even have anything against football. But what is this obsession people have with it? And how do we channel that energy towards anything that actually matters?
I love sports. You're talking to the wrong guy.
Well, I hate sports.
I'm a Mets fan.
I hate sports.
I hate the Mets because I lost $1,000 betting that they would have a better record than the Yankees this year. Look, that's actually, you know what? That's kind of an interesting example. So the left are violent. They throw us in jail. They pepper spray us. They attacked Cassandra McDonald's home when her daughter was there with fireworks that went into the house, like smashing windows, full-on terrorist attack. But we are smart enough to understand that we have this violent instinct. I hate the people that screwed over my family and terrorized my kids. So I go to the boxing gym and I murder heavy bags and wall bags and speed bags for an hour every day so I don't hurt people. Sports is war. So we want to see two sides battle and we want to see them gain territory, but we don't want young men to die. So we satiate this genetic instinct by watching sports. And that's because the right is sophisticated and better than the left. And so what do we do with our desire to see men on the battlefield? We dress them up in uniforms and don't hurt anyone. No one dies.
Yeah, but I got to admit, this kind of looks weird. What I'm looking at right now, that's excessive.
It's kind of I don't know how the crew found this image. This image has been deleted from the internet. I mean, again, I got no problem with football. I was watching football on Sunday. Nothing wrong with watching a game, especially if you're actually participating in sports. That's a whole different thing. But I see stuff like this, or I see stuff like, you know, these rooms or stadiums full of guys dressed. You know, they've spent all of their money on jerseys. They're painting their face. They're screaming. And it's like, guys, your nation is being robbed from beneath you, and you are like spending all of this energy and time and money on the simulation of war. There's a real war going on around us.
That's his team, and he's braided something. I don't know what you're saying, Harrison. Are you making a case against sports? We should not have sports.
I'm making a case against man babies that are obsessed with sports and spend all of their money and their time and their energy on sports.
I can walk and chew gum at the same time. I can save Western civilization and be punished by the Mets at the same time. My biggest problem with that is what Enrique just said. Put them all on one wall. And I don't want to sound like an ingrate as an immigrant to America from Canada and Britain. America, you gotta get the courts right. The courts go through the drywall, down, and then back out the drywall. We're sick of seeing, and it's not just in people's homes. You go through New York City, and it's just Verizon wires and cable wires, just willy-nilly in African patterns all over the It's a third world. Organize your courts, guys. Come on.
This is what I'm saying.
We're at some random inn that we rented for 3 days. Do you see a court? And that's stone. No court. And then you go to I was in the House of Lords for the Tommy Robinson rally. And it's like, you know, it's from the 1100s. A cord hanging down and in the House of Lords. Or you go to an American courtroom and they're like, well, Enrique Tarrio, you got 22 years. And as this man is basically getting a death sentence, he looks up and there's like four cords going from like a speaker to a thing like this. You're sentencing people to death, and you can't organize some cords with a zip tie and a hole in the drywall?
You're saying we have our priorities are all off.
Really? I used to work in low voltage, so.
We sentence you to death, and you're just like, where? In your friend's garage? What am I doing here? This is my execution chamber, and you can't even organize cords.
You get to the electric chair, and they're trying to switch out, the cords. And I don't know. We unplug the blender. Unplug the blender. We got to plug in the cord here. Our priorities are off, is what you're saying.
One of the bottom parts is missing there, and they mess up the initial charge. Oh, let's just zap them with this empty cord. We've been partying for 3 days, by the way.
Yeah, it works. So, I want to get into that too. Well, how are you finding the UK? Have you been there often? Has it changed much recently?
Well, as I said, they've been free for 3 years, but maybe it's done genetic damage. Like, I think World War II may have killed most of the brave ones. But I was in London, and it was a don't walk sign, and I was waiting to cross. No cars for miles. They wouldn't cross. Because the sign said red. And I'm a New Yorker. I'm just like, guys, there's no cars. You're allowed to go across the street.
It's a Europe thing. I had the same thing in Germany. You're like, what is everybody doing? We can cross the street. We'll be right back. More with Gavin McGinn.
You are beyond insane. If you don't support us, if you don't support this broadcast, I mean, I'm being honest. It's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyway. So the point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality, service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. And we got the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesWar.com right now, running until Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. All the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Share the live feeds.
Looking at? Do you have a problem?
You are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body Health with turmeric, 95% cumin. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. To ask all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war, their plans for insurrection, their plans for military coups, just to sound scary. And then now if they're openly calling for it, U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them, and it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, folks. I am joined live by Enrique Tarrio at Noble One on X and Gavin McGinnis at Gavin underscore McGinnis. They're joining me live from the UK right now. And obviously the big story right now, the big chaos right now is Antifa and these migrant riots in Portland and Illinois. You gentlemen have some experience fighting Antifa in the streets. What is your take on what's going on and just the chaos and all the videos that we've seen over the last few days, weeks, really?
Well, we created a club that took care of this problem and you threw everyone in jail. So you're on your own now, folks. Enjoy cleaning up the mess we warned you about.
I mean, it isn't new. It's new right now because the happenings are happening. But like we've been screaming this since 2007.
Yeah. Before ICE, there was Milo. Before Milo, there was Ann Coulter. They've been radical leftist Marxist lunatic, ugly fat people have been destroying this country for years, burning it to the ground, and the sheep of the American left have just been going, well, what if the Proud Boys hurt someone? Like, I did 15 interviews in a month from Europe. I think journalists are so lazy that when one person does a story, the others do it because they don't have any, you know, creativity or curiosity. And the question I kept getting, this is before the election, was if Trump wins, will the Proud Boys riot? Or, sorry, Trump doesn't win and they suspect that it's fake. Will the Proud Boys riot? And I'm like, Will the Proud Boys riot? We have had nonstop rioting for 2 years with BLM and Antifa, and you are totally oblivious to that, and you're like, what if the Proud Boys get mad? It's effing infuriating. And I just want to take these Antifa people, all these ICE people, and I want to just I want to lock them in a cage in like that alligator Alcatraz, and I don't want to hurt them. I just want to go, okay, what specifically is the issue here? You know we need a border, right? You know to have a border, you need enforcement agents, right? You know that Trump is only going for the worst of the worst, right? Like, I honestly want to hear their side of the story. No borders? No border enforcement? Okay, 3 billion people are dying to come here. Are they allowed in? Does Brazil have borders? Can Mexico kick out the Guatemalans? Can the Dominican Republic kick out the Haitians? Tell me your series of events. I don't understand it.
Well, they can't riot if they're in prison. So if they continue to do this, and I see something different from this Trump administration and the Biden administration, yeah, where they're actually arresting these people in the streets of Portland, Illinois. So if they continuously do this, and it's kind of like a troll, right? They keep coming and they keep getting arrested and they're getting charged with these serious federal charges. We might not see those 22-year sentences and we might not see those 4-year sentences, but we're going to see two-year sentences, and we take them off the street and they're doing this nightly. What I don't understand is the Portland Police Bureau with their Chief Day, they're just out there to arrest conservatives, right? And we saw, what's his name, Nick. Nick's charges, the county prosecutor was like, no, we're not taking these charges. What does that say about the local police department? We've seen them there night and day. Before that, they wear specific colors, black and yellow, funny as it may be. Portland Police Bureau wears black and yellow. In all these videos that we've seen over the course of the past couple of months, we haven't seen them show up once. When did they show up? When conservatives show up. And people want to talk about the National Guard being deployed to Portland. You know what was the last time the National Guard was deployed to Portland? When the Proud Boys decided to have a barbecue in Portland. We weren't going to go fight Antifa. We were literally going to have a barbecue. She activated the National Guard, and she called up all the sheriff's county, the sheriff's department.
Weren't you going to get like some chicks in bikinis to be dancing around?
Yes, that was for Chaz. Gavin was going to come to that. We were going to get chicks in bikinis and a big White Claw truck. And just have a good time.
Do you see me saying? We've been in this.
Yeah.
We've been doing this, motherfucker. We've been in this for 10 years. And you're like, what the hell? ICE people are getting attacked. There's been ICE. During the COVID stuff, they were attacking old ladies. Antifa was attacking old ladies for doubting the vaccine. Antifa's been burning down Christian churches all over Canada on a regular basis. Like, I feel like the normies, as you put it, are just sort of saying, are realizing that this has been going on for a long time. The censorship, the violence, the radical Marxists. It's not this month. It's the past 10 years.
You know where this started? This started on September 9th of 2016. Hillary Clinton called us a basket of deplorables. And obviously we took it for ourselves. We put on shirts, we put on hats. But that begins the dehumanization of Trump supporters, people that think differently than the establishment. Then it goes to, let's silence them on social media. Well, that wasn't enough.
Let's debank them.
They debanked them and deplatformed them from any financial institution, Cash App, PayPal, Chase Bank. And then that didn't work either, because the entrepreneur always finds a way. Then they said, okay, you know what? None of this is working. Let's set up the Fed's direction and let's put them in prison for 22 years.
And like just a tiny example, right? Enrique's talking about the deplorables. So after Trump won, there was the deplorable. So we're in 2016 now. Antifa and the radical left just put out a hit list. Sandra McDonald, me, Luke Radagowski, Tim Pool, all these people that had planned to go to the deplorable, our pictures with little write-ups. When we got to this, and I hope you're listening, normies, because this is what we've been going through. This is 10 years ago. We get there. So there's like people like ambushing us on the way. We're walking to this thing. One of the guys I just grabbed and I licked his face. His glasses came off. He's like, did you just lick my face? And then we get someone had bought them giant like D batteries. That's going to F you up. You get hit with one of those. And this Antifa kid says, I go, get out of my way. I was doing it very strategically because, you know, you're getting attacked by a pack of hyenas. You got to hit the first hyena or all the other ones get the hubris to bite your face off. So he goes, you want to go? And I go, yeah, I want to go. Not to be a tough guy, but to live, because there's 500 people attacking us. So I punch him out. He actually, his teeth cut my knuckles because he was going, no one's ever punched him before. So he's like, what the hell? We all get in there. I'm talking about 2016. This is where we've been. Proud Boys were not stalking the streets looking for bombs. We were a reaction to violence. You started the fight. We were finishing it. And then because the left dominates the American legal system, everyone who fought Antifa and the radical left was thrown in jail. And I'll end this with one thing, and I've said this a million times. Mark Bray, who wrote the Antifa handbook, he just left the country. I don't know why. He's a pussy probably. But he did a whole book tour. Not one Proud Boy showed up to any of those events. If Enrique or I did any kind of tour, Antifa would be there screaming, yelling, throwing batteries and urine and feces.
But there's another mechanism there, right? So when you guys went to Deplorable, and I was there at inauguration that day too, and I saw it firsthand. What did the media do the next day? The media blamed us for the violence that happened there while they were doing this, what you see on the screen here. And also, you know, it's funny, I see an American flag burning. Yeah. Whoever's doing that's definitely not going to get sick.
You're exactly right. And in the media coverage has been so instrumental in this. I always tell the story, but it was right after January 6th. I was talking to a person, and again, we're talking about the normies here, right? And, you know, I said, well, you know, January 6th wasn't really what they said it was. You know, it wasn't a bunch of violent protesters. The person I was talking to said, yeah, but, you know, this is what Trump does. Remember during the campaign, he would tell his people to attack. You know, he would tell his supporters to be violent. And it's like, okay, I'm not dealing with this lie. I'm dealing with 10 years of lies backed, you know, one on top of the other. And at the base of it is the lie that and it happened during the campaign. Story after story, Trump would have a rally. Leftists would show up, be throwing crap, be hurting people. And the story would be, violence at the Trump rally. Trump supporters engaged in violence again. And so for 10 years, people have been drip fed this, you know, narrative of Trump supporters are violent, to where now they don't even need to see the evidence. They just, oh, this is what they do. It's understood that Trump supporters are violent and any violence is their fault. So it is literally a decade of propaganda that you're trying to fight against by arguing with these people.
Up until January 6th, Proud Boys went to D.C. in December. They went in November. They went to October. So much for my taste, but okay. The past three times they were stabbed. You were stabbed.
I was stabbed on election day.
Right.
And the headline was, Proud Boys come to D.C., stabbing ensues.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's one way to put it. They were stabbed. So I'm kind of mad at the right-wing media. InfoWars is the only news source, I'm going to say at all, that stood by Proud Boys, even in the thick of it, when things were really bad. But where was Breitbart? Where was Daily Wire? Where was Daily Caller? Where was even the New York Post? When Max Hare and John Kinsman were getting sentenced to 4 years for a 17-second fight.
Look,
the right-wing media is almost as much to blame as the left-wing media for this BS narrative.
I've done a really large, in the beginning when I first got pardoned, I did a large amount of interviews to kind of just correct the story.
I did a large amount of cocaine.
I'm not saying anything right now, but I did a large amount of interviews. You know, one, and I love doing left-wing media. It's my favorite. One, Fox News never reached out ever to even, hey, maybe we should write this up, or, hey, can you come in for a single segment? And again, InfoWars, you know, like is the only news source that covers everything at once. Whether we like it or not, you guys have always been, you know, fair and balanced, which.
Yeah,
you know,
Alex Jones saved my life. Yeah. He played a bionic man. Even Newsmax, I did a Newsmax interview and the guy was super nervous about allowing me to be on because I'm David Duke. And his first question was, are you a white supremacist?
Oh my God.
Which is like, why did you beat your wife? Or, you know, why are you attracted? Are you attracted to 16-year-old girls or something? You're like, why? What, we're talking about important issues. And that's your first question. And you're covering your own ass.
Pussies.
Yeah.
Pussies. And here's another thing I wanted to say, you know, I obviously hate Antifa, but they're all brainwashed with this ridiculous narrative that isn't just radical Marxists on, you know, it's fanzines. This is CNN and MSNBC, and they're like, Enrique Tarrio, Gavin McInnes, Charlie Kirk, Tucker Carlson, Roger Stone, they're all Nazis who want to kill you and want to bring back slavery. And they get their own people killed. And maybe I'm too empathetic, but you know that stupid training camp that the cops were trying to do in Georgia?
It was just
to make it better. So EMTs, firemen, and cops train there. It's a little fake city. And you learn like how to go up scale buildings and use your hose and stuff. It's for helping people. And these Antifa were brainwashed into thinking that it was a I can't even say it without laughing. A racism training ground.
Right.
Where you go and learn to lynch or something. And they start a shootout with the cops. And some low IQ Marxist boob gets killed. He gets shot by the cops, and they should have shot him. He was shooting at them.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, a lot of us have been Marxist boobs when we're 17 years old. A lot of us go through dumb phases when testosterone is coursing through our veins. I was probably saying stupid crap like that when I was 17. If I had joined them and worked with them, I'd be dead. So these people are not only a virus to the right and to truth and to morality, they're a virus to themselves. They're getting themselves killed.
Antifa, so as you saw, you showed some videos right now, like those people are brainwashed. So what I like to talk about is the people that direct these people that are brainwashed. Those people aren't brainwashed. They don't actually believe that Gavin or myself.
Like Nancy Pelosi.
Like they know the truth. They know that we're just a regular group of guys and that MAGA supporters aren't extremists. They know that, but they say those things because the people that they brainwash are going to act on. You know, the Democratic Party and liberals killed Charlie Kirk, right?
Yeah.
Because they do that every day and they try to get a rise because they know the idiots are gonna follow through on actual threat.
It's a new MK Ultra.
Yeah, well, and there's this discrepancy, like you're talking about, the cowards in the right wing won't stand up for Proud Boys when Proud Boys, everything I saw, followed the law. You weren't going out and starting fights. There were fights that were started, you know, Antifa attacking, and you would attack back. So it's like, okay, not even that radical, just standing up for yourself. Meanwhile, on the left, you got people burning the American flag, attacking people, saying the most outrageous stuff. The left never disavows their so-called, you know, their extremists. But the right is so quick to disavow our extremists when our extremists aren't even extremists. So, I mean, there's this discrepancy, and it would be one thing if it's like, well, they do violence and we do violence, and they get condemned and we don't. That would be unfair. But there's an even deeper level where their people are insane, never get, you know, demonized. Our people are perfectly normal dudes just trying not to get their head cracked in, you know, by an Antifa member. And our fellow Republicans won't even stand up for us, won't tell your story, won't argue for you. And so you all get left out to dry. I mean, how do we get more normies or regular Republicans to embrace the Proud Boys out there, to embrace the InfoWars out there? Why are they so scared of being associated with us?
We keep doing what we've always done, and it's worked, and it's proven. Like the things that we were saying, not just the Proud Boys, just like regular everyday Americans in general. In 2016, that was considered fringe and extremist. Now, like we're seeing like the party shift. We're seeing the cultural shift. So whatever we're doing has worked. Is it working as fast as we'd like it to work? No. But there is a fundamental change in the right. We are the new right. I think we've shifted what the center looks like. closer to the right, which is even closer to the actual center of what America should be. So I don't think that we should do anything different. Like this is like a battlefield, and each one of us plays our part. And culturally, the Proud Boys have done amazing things. And then on the news front, InfoWars has done amazing things.
Proud,
so multifaceted.
Proud Boys. And what's InfoWars? It's Harrison. It's Alex Jones. It's Alex Jones. It's Owen. Is Owen still there? What happened with that? Is that a gossip thing?
We don't talk about that. left.
I'm going to say something terrible, and I'm going to blame Southern Comfort on this. You might want to leave the room, Enrique.
No, I'm staying right here.
There's a lot of anti-Semitism going around. I want to get back to what matters, which is anti-Semitism. It's women. You know who runs Fox? Media relations. The black cloud in Lost that goes around and like kills people. That's media relations. They'll find out that like someone has booked someone on a show like Gutfeld, and it's a Vanity Fair writer who said something bad about Fox News 10 years ago. It's not the same writer, but they're both at Vanity Fair. Media relations will show up and like make a call. And they'll never email. They don't want any paper trail. And they'll go, that Vanity Fair writer, not happening. And they're like, what the hell was that? Isn't the head of Fox News is a woman now? Vice was taken down by, they gave the head of A&E the position, the CEO, forget her name, Nancy Dubrovnik or something. Women ruin everything because they're risk averse. So all of these Daily Wire, Daily Caller, Breitbart, Fox News people that Enrique and I are crapping on, you know there's a woman there going, let's just not do it. I don't have the balls. I literally don't have the balls. Like when we have our own people being murdered in Libya, and there's dudes ready. We have bases all over the world. There's dudes ready in Italy. Let's get over there and save our guys. Benghazi, our boys are being murdered. And Charlene Lamb and all these women go, ooh, that seems kind of dangerous. I don't want to get involved. Let's let them get dragged to death naked behind a bunch of insane Muslims.
And what Gavin's saying, like, I've lived it. And you guys can
look at the view. They said 22 years was white supremacy.
Okay, I was on my Tucker's producer called me and told me, you know, we want you on Fox News. This was after Stand Back, Stand By. And I was literally on my way to the remote studio, and they call me back, and they're like, hey, the higher-ups just...
Is that media relations?
Definitely media relations.
Okay, but here's the twist.
I don't know who they are, by the way. They're witches. No, like, ask Greg Gutfeld, ask Sean Hannity, if they've ever met media relations. No one knows. They're in, like, I think they're in a satellite that floats above Fox News. And they might not even be human beings.
They're in a cavern deep beneath.
Why not having Enrique Tarrio as a guest? They might be lizard aliens, just like female lizard aliens.
Okay.
But here's the twist is on the left, the women are the craziest. On the left, the women are the ones out there, you know, like squaring up against a 6'7" ICE agent, like trying to fight them. It's like, you know, women, I think they can either be the best or the worst, you know, attribute of your movie.
Our Pandora's box. Women are agreeable. And that's a Jordan B. Peterson talks about this. That's a great asset when you're a woman. If my kid shows me a drawing and a horse has six legs, I'm like, what, that horses have six legs now? That sucks. My wife would be like, oh my God, that is beautiful. That's adorable. They love everything and they should love everything. That's a woman's job. I'm the dad. I come home. No, it's bedtime, all that stuff. Then they somehow take the agreeable moms and they put them in the workforce and in politics. And they're like, don't go to Benghazi. Horses have six legs. It's okay. Let's not do that. That's mean. And it's like, bitch, Ann Coulter said it best. She goes, women should have the right to vote. They just shouldn't vote. And they're ruining the Western world. I'm sorry. I'm an anti-Femite. Take me to jail.
And Enrique, would you like to follow that up? I like how every time you put your hand off the screen, a different glass comes in.
You got to mix them.
And you got the bottle.
It's beautiful.
And by the way, just to be clear, I adore women. Tucker Carlson said that recently. He's like, I love women. Like the kindergarten teachers I had when I was a little kid in the 70s, they were like, boys will be boys. Oh, look at him running up. He's jumping off that ladder. He's going to break his wrist. What a nutty little boy he is. Oh, here's the girls. Yeah, I understand. You like that too. You want to play house. Like they understood the rules. Now the women are like, they have my glasses and my hairdo. And they're like, boys, stop moving around. I'm going to put you on Ritalin. And girls, you're going to be the next president. And you're going to be in the movie Rambo.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't belong there.
That's the next step in the evolution of Rambo.
Yeah. Rambo.
Rambo. No. It's not bad.
I'll bet you right now. I don't know if it's a boost talking. I'll bet you right now $100 within the next 8 years, James Bond will be female.
Oh, yeah. I'm not taking that bet.
They did try to do
really
the black woman as James Bond.
Yeah, that really ugly, like, African chick. Yeah. There's two scenes in that last James Bond. She's on a scooter, and he gets on the back. And he's holding her. And he's like, and they're going through the streets of Jamaica. I'd rather die than get on the back of a man's motorcycle.
Sean Connery would have never gotten on the back of that motorcycle. He would have slapped the woman off.
I don't think Sean Connery would ride a scooter. It's gay. Like, we go to a motorcycle. And then there's another scene in that movie where there's this new, like, crazy aqua jet, like, stealth bomber thing that's very small, like the size of this table. And she gets in the front seat.
She's flying.
Yeah. And he gets in the back and he goes,
there we go.
Yeah, that's the scene. And he goes, have you ever flown one of these? And she goes, no, but I'll figure it out. And then he just sits in a little bitch with his seatbelt on, just like, we're flying.
What's the Cuban chick in that movie? Because they're in Cuba.
I thought they were
the hot one with the blue dress. She looked.
We're coming to the end here. What are you guys doing in the UK? Or can people go see you? Or you?
We don't tell. Yeah, it's
we can't tell you.
All right,
trust anyone. Trust you, but we don't trust the people that have access to your information.
That's probably very smart. Well, you can always be found at censor.tv, Gavin_McInnes on X, and of course at Noble1 for Enrique Tarrio.
And don't forget Enrique Tarrio's link, his show.
Yeah, my show is at War Boy Studios on X.
At War Boy Studios on X. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us. We got to go to break
at
now.
At
Noble One on X and the War Boys podcast. Thanks so much for joining us, fellas. Stay safe, and I hope you make it out of there. Hope you don't go to jail from all that anti-woman talk. Right now on thealexjonesstore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible ultramethylene blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the colostrum plus, the bovine colostrum plus, the Irish sea moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the ultramethylene blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the info warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on methylene blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in methylene blue. When it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, I run out. I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. It isn't something. It's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Thank you.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.